101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
You always think it's going to work out well when you meet through mutual friends, like Danielle did with Jake, but she hasn't heard back from him. But Danielle, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, I guess.
So tell us about Jake and your first date.
I thought I was going to go on a double date with him. We met through mutual friends, like you said. But when I showed up to his house, he surprised me by saying it was just going to be the two of us. And it was, it was kind of cute. And I was flattered, and I could tell that he was really into me and I was really into him. So we basically just Netflix and chilled for a little while.
Hey.
Nothing too intense happened though. It was very keep it PG-13.
Here's what we need to do. Let's try to get Jake on the phone so we can figure this out, because it seemed like this was a wonderful first time hanging out.
No weirdness at all. Yeah. You're making out.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this, Daniel. Hold on for 3 minutes and we'll try to get Jake on the phone next on the new Hot 101.5.
I know you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Shake for a shake, I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this awesome llama, make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches, south beaches, surfboard and high tide. I could just roll up, cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake get the Cobra. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover, got the key to my city, it's over. Snow thoughts only in the color covers. I said rackets, wretches, hold up.
I said rackets, wretches, hold up.
I know you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come on with me. I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real. It's going down for real. And they already know me. It's going down further than famous. Girls get wetter than Katrina. Yeah, my girl, you never seen it. Cause my tints by limousines. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus, your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that air on the flow, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tongues.
I know who you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real. It's going down for real. It's going down for real.
The new Hot 101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Danielle and Jake had a Netflix and chill night at his house, but Danielle hasn't heard from Jake, so we've got to find out. Are you ready, Danielle?
I sure am.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, so Danielle, while we're dialing up Jake here, when he does get on the phone, you stay quiet so that we can talk to him and really get to the bottom of why on earth he has not been getting back to you. This is, I'm hoping, just a miscommunication somehow.
Maybe his phone got turned off.
When does anyone's phone?
Hello?
Hi, is this Jake?
Yeah, this is Jake.
Hey, Jake. It's Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
We're good.
I'm about to say, listen, there's no need to worry. We just had a quick question about our mutual friend, Danielle, who you had a Netflix and chill night with. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? She said it was a really good date, Jake, and she's really just curious about why there hasn't been a second one. So we wanted to bridge that gap and find out what the issue was here.
Everything was going good. She kind of deleted some stuff. She went into my DVR and she said it wasn't on purpose, but she deleted some things from my DVR.
Wait a minute.
Absolutely
ridiculous.
Jake, hang on. Danielle is actually on the phone.
I only deleted one thing off of your DVR to make room for The Walking Dead. And it was Say Yes to the Dress. It was like an old episode of Say Yes to the Dress.
Okay. Yeah, it was Say Yes to the Dress, you know, but it's an important show to me.
Wait, so was it like someone that you know on that episode, like your sister or something?
No, it wasn't really anybody per se that I knew. I mean, I felt like I knew them after the show.
Oh. Jake, are you like a huge Say Yes to the Dress fan?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of just like inspirational and it's very emotional and I think it's sweet and, you know, it kind of gives me hope, you know, that there's true love out there.
How long has it been on your DVR?
Well, this particular episode was season 5, episode 3, which was just one of the best shows. It was when Miss Kleinfeld was actually proposed to underwater. And, you know, I used to live in the Keys, so I'm a big fan of diving. And they followed from the proposal all the way through the wedding. And it was very, very, very thrilling.
Holy.
And I'm sad that I don't have it on my DVR.
Oh my God, Danielle, can you get on board with Say Yes to the Dress episode 3 of season 5 or no? Because I think that's a requirement here.
Absolutely not. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is exactly, you know, this is exactly why I didn't call you back, Danielle.
I cannot get on board with that. Well, I mean, love and inspiration, you can't get on board with that.
Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app, free for your iPhone or Android.